guess who's back? Back again. Hey, what's up guys, and welcome back to Tech Stalker. First of all guys, did you like the new intro? If yes, then do let me know. So in today's podcast, I'm going to talk about what is 5G. How is it different from our current 4G network? How will it help in making our daily life better? What is the perfect time to switch to 5G, and how to choose your next 5G device? Before starting with the podcast, here is a quick honorable mention to Anchor. Now that you are back, let's begin. First of all, what is 5G? 5G is just a faster version of 4G with some loss. Secondly, is switching from 4G to 5G worth it? I think yes, cause 5G will have much faster speed than compared to 4G, but with some loss of range. See, compared to 4G, 5G has very low latency level, which is currently 28 to 30 milliseconds, and in future, they are planning to bring down the latency to 1 millisecond, which is like GOAT. With 5G, number of devices connected in an area will increase from 1 lakh to 10 lakh per square kilometer. Wow! 5G has two bands. One is 6 GHz and another one is millimeter wave. Both have their own advantages and disadvantages. Like if we first look at 6 GHz, it has great range but with okay network speed. But if we compare it to millimeter wave, it has great speed but with okay range, as it gets easily obstructed by objects like wall. Therefore, during harsh weather, millimeter wave will face some issues. Therefore, it will be much more expensive to set up a millimeter wave compared to 6 GHz to work smoothly without any drop. Therefore, many countries will opt for 6 GHz tower as it will be much cheaper for them. Then comes the point, how in the world will this help us in making our daily life better? I'm sure that you guys might have heard about remote surgeries. Your accuracy is a big deal, and more than accuracy, how fast you react to a critical situation is much more important, as a lag might cause in a person's life. As I said earlier, 5G tech creators are planning to bring down the latency time to 1 millisecond. Thus, this might add up to the use for performing remote surgeries. And if you are a gamer, you'll be fantasized by the speed at which your game is working, because there'll be very less lag at data transfer. Now that you are well versed with the facts of 5G, it's time to tell you the perfect time to buy a 5G device. See, 5G has just been implemented in some countries, and in many countries it's yet to be implemented. Thus, I might suggest to wait till last quarter part of the year, as by then many countries will have 5G implemented fully, and upon that, there'll be many cheap smartphones equipped with 5G. Now that you know the perfect time to buy a 5G equipped phone, what should you look for while buying one? Know what 5G band it supports. For example, Moto G 5G supports sub 6 band, and if you are looking for a millimeter wave band, then only few Android device with Snapdragon 965 and 888 supports it, and also iPhone 12 US version supports it. This is my explanation for 5G. If you found this podcast interesting, then do consider it sharing with all your family and friends, and do follow me on all my social media handle given in the description box below. That's all for today guys. Peace out.